Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. There are rules for a reason. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. For many boomers and those even older, it is imperative to have structure in your day-to-day life. It helps you feel relevant. Obsolescence can absolutely become a factor as people enter their mid-50s to early 60s. Again, we have lived more of our life than we probably have left. Again, I don't mean to sound negative. I'm being practical. I came across an article in the Washington Post, March 2010, that stated the average life expectancy was 80.7 years for women and 75.4 years for men. Financial advisors will often suggest that elder individuals and couples retire in or around a college town, and I absolutely agree. Youthful pursuits, whether social, academic, or cultural, invigorate older minds. And for the younger generation, having elders in the community is a positive experience, too. Over 500 colleges and universities offer classes geared toward senior citizens, a growing trend in academia. Urban centers can serve the same purpose for elders. In fact, in addition to the family ties we have in the San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose area, the opportunities and amenities afforded by location made it a great choice for us. Most metropolitan areas have excellent services in place for seniors, as well as personal enrichment programs such as the Bernard Osher Foundation's Lifelong Learning Institutes. The more than 100 OLLI programs, as they are called nationwide, help institutions of higher education to develop and strengthen intellectually stimulating non-credit courses specifically designed for students over 50 years of age. Emphasis is placed on learning for the joy of learning, as well as keeping in touch with the world at large. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.